The flickering fake torchlight gave the corridor an eerie feel as they hurried to the door. Robin keyed in the code, and the door clicked open.
"So far, so good," she said quietly.
They stepped carefully into the computer room. It was exactly as Matt remembered it, except that the bank of screens across from the door were not showing the spinning H symbol. They all showed the same picture, but it was the wireframe model of the pyramid. And sitting at one of the screens was the broad, unmistakable form of Atticus Harper himself. Matt put his finger to his lips, warning Robin to keep quiet. Harper seemed engrossed in the images on the screen. They would have to sneak past him, down to where the supercomputers were crunching their numbers, creating the model. The door slammed shut behind them, like a gunshot over the gentle hum of the air conditioning. Matt spun round to find Klein standing there. He had been behind the door when they came in, and he had a machine pistol pointing straight at them.
"Do come in, my young friends," Harper called, still without looking round. "I've been waiting for you. Look."
He pointed to the screen, and Matt and Robin were close enough now to see that there were two tiny figures standing in the pyramid. The image zoomed in on them, a man and a woman, or rather a boy and a girl. Colours and textures filled in as they watched, and it was now, unmistakably, a crude computer rendition of Matt and Robin.
"I have it keyed to you," Harper said. "I've been watching you all the way from downstairs. I must say, you took your time. I expected you several minutes ago. Never mind. When my model is complete, I'll be able to predict you precisely. All I need to do is watch the representations of you on my model, my simulation, and wind forward in time to see what you are about to do, like watching a video. Then I can decide whether to let you do it, or whether to change your actions and make you do something else entirely."
He swung round in the chair, his face one enormous smile of satisfaction and victory. "You'll never make it work," Robin said calmly.
"You don't think so?"
"It'd take a genius to create a computer model like that," Matt told him. "I doubt you could configure the systems or create the code." Harper sighed.
"Yes, you're probably right," he agreed. "But I have reverse-engineered the disk you so kindly provided, and from that I've managed to extrapolate the geographical information I need. All that remains now is for the computer to build all the information into the complete model, but, as you say, I needed expert help. I could not have done it all on my own."
Somewhere at the back of the room, a door banged shut.
"Which is why I employ the very best people," Harper was saying.
Footsteps across the floor, the click of high heels.
"Plus, of course, it gave me an added advantage when dealing with your father. An extra incentive for him, shall we say?"
A figure stepped out from between the rows of computer drives and storage systems. A woman.
"She's not been with us long, but I think you already know my head of computing," Harper said.
Matt barely heard him. He was looking in silent astonishment at the woman who was staring back at him, equally amazed.
"What are you doing here, Matt?" his mother asked.